Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
I've wanted to pick golf back up. Okay, we all hang with me on this? Is there any golfers out there? Okay. So for years, I haven't golfed. I used to golf all the time when I was in baseball and coaches would go out, blah, blah, blah. So ran into believe God for some money to buy some good clubs because I want to, you know, be good. And so I go to the experts in the store and they say, well, let's see your swing. And I said, now, I haven't swung in 20 years. I mean, this is crazy. And, you know, whatever. And so I swing, you know, and the ball slices. That's what I do. When I hit it, it goes that way. And so I said, you got any better clubs? Oh, well, we got some better clubs. So they put that better club in my hand. How much better? Oh, it's a lot better. Oh, good. Good. I probably want this club. And I hit it, and guess what? Slide. And so they pull out the big daddy. We should have called it the truth. You could have called it the truth. And they pull it out, and I said, well, how much better is it? Oh, you ever? So all these golfers that were experienced were there, and they said, that's the club. That's the club. So I get it, and I hit it, and guess what it does? So guess which one I end up getting? I get the best one because I owe it to that club. That club will work, and there's witnesses to that club, and they say that's the best club, but it's me. And every time I go out to those new clubs in my garage, I get on my little internet deal and I learn, and I'm learning from Tiger's ex-coach because I paid for this little video on the screen. And I owe it because it's the truth. It will work and it will help me. Are y'all getting what I'm trying to say? The word works. You owe it to get better. And sitting there waiting, and sitting there waiting for things to change and that slice to stop just because you went to this or did this or, you owe it to it. I owe it to that club. And I'm getting back, and I'm getting rid of that thing. And that club starts helping me. Y'all see what I'm saying? That's the word. It's his truth marches on. His truth is real. Glory to God. Amen. If you remember, I was in North Carolina and I was preaching and a verse came up that I was unfamiliar with, or not unfamiliar with the verse, but under with the translation. And it said, arise. How many know we've been preaching arise? And then it said, parentheses, from spiritual depression. And I stopped right in my tracks. I'm in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. I stopped my tracks. Candy was there. And something happened, and it's like we picked this up. Spiritual depression is a real thing, and it's happening in people and church and Christians and leaders and pastors. It happens. It's a real thing. And so arise was the answer. Arise in your praise will help you out of spiritual depression. Arise in the word will help you out of spiritual depression. Or you can stay there and just believe that club's going to fix everything just because it costs more money and everybody else wants it. But that ain't going to make that club work. Amen. You can have the form of godliness. See, that's the Holy Spirit right there. He just said that. They're having the form of it. I can get the form of Tiger down, but that don't mean I'm going to hit it like him. So we've been dealing with spiritual depression. This week, God's going to give us some very important reasons of why we got to get rid of it and what it really is, okay? So the Lord has crossed this, put this across my path, and he won't let me let it go. How many know it's very important? Do y'all, has anybody dealt with this? Come on. Come on, we're not all that, right? I mean, we've all dealt with this. And the Lord said, the reason why we got to get rid of it is because of his plan. Everybody say the plan. God has a plan. Y'all realize this? And the plan's going to come forth. And it's a good plan. And it's a perfect plan. And it's about reaching the lost. He wants every man and woman saved. That's his will. That's what he wants. That's the plan. And we are, while we are, we're to represent Christians. We're to represent faith. We're to shine our lights in this dark world who is under darkness so that his plan can come about. Amen. Do y'all agree with that or not? And let's face it, spiritual depressed Christians are poor representatives of Christian faith. And I'm talking about myself. When I've been in a spiritual depression or the spirit of depression, that's a poor representative of God filling out his plan. Does that make sense? God has a plan. And he needs representatives of faith, of love, representatives. I used to talk to my players about you represent the team. Don't go downtown and get drunk. Don't get go downtown and do this. And you represent. I need you. And I want my guys to represent champions and victory and rings on their fingers when they go out and it recruits, it helps, it recruits, it helps. We want to be like them. They're classy. They have it together. They're winners. Well, we're the representatives of heaven. And spiritual depression is not the way to do that. But it's real. Are y'all with me? And as we face this modern world with all its trouble, with all its turmoil, with all its problems, with all its sadness, nothing is important, more important than we who call ourselves Christians, who claim the name of Christ, should now, more than ever, be representing our faith in such a way before others that it gives them the impression that there is a solution. Did y'all catch that? It was a lot of words, but it was really good. Nothing is more important than we who call ourselves Christians, right? Who believe in the name of Christ. We should now more than ever be representing our faith in such a way before others that it gives them the impression there is a solution. No wonder Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise and shine. You must shine. There's got to be a shining in the plan of God. But it's not going to shine on the spiritual depressed. It's going to shine on the ones who arise. How? In their praise. In their faith. We're arising. We're not relying on somebody, relying on counseling session, relying on somebody else, me relying on mom for years. No, arise. Arise. Instead of constantly going back, here's my problem here, you're not arising. Why don't you arise? Why don't you arise and be a doer of the word and go home and praise God right in the middle of that adversity? Why don't you arise in your scriptures? Well, I just know a few scriptures. How come? Arise. And faith will come on you. And you will represent and you will be part of the plan. This is very important. Not only will they get the impression that there's a solution, but they'll come running for the answer. That's the plan of God. In a world where the Bible says perilous times shall come and gross darkness shall cover the people, they need light. And we're the light. Where everything's gone astray, we should be standing out. Not with spiritual depression. We learned last week that the Bible clearly instructs us how to avoid it. One of the ways is arising. And Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise and shine and the glory will be seen upon who? Spiritually depressed ones? No. Those who are actually doing something. That's those who are actually taking the club, because the club will work. Here's our club. And can you imagine a bunch of witnesses? Let's just say John G. Lake and Kenneth Hagin and Earl Robertson. All of them, well, that club works. Chip, that's the club you want. Pointing at the word. Oh, that club, we've seen many miracles. 400 yards straight down the fairway miracles. We've had a lot of eagles and birdies and low scores and victories with that club. Well, let me see that club. That club don't work. And I made myself buy that club. That's right. Get a better grip. I'm going to make that club work for me because I know the club works. I'm not going to rely on somebody else forever. I'll get some lessons. I'll get some advice. But then I'm moving on. Now, we need to arise so much in our faith that the glory of God is seen on our face. Let us stand out and be a people of character. Be a people of a fundamental joy. Be a people that have a certainty and a steadiness no matter what happens in spite of conditions or adversity. But be that people. And God has always had those people in scriptures that stood out. He's had them in the Old Testament. He's had them in the New Testament. They stood out in such a way that no matter what came their way, they seemed to possess a secret, something that would enable them to triumphantly and victoriously overcome and rise up and be a champion. It's all through the scriptures. Well, it's all part of the plan. And now it's our turn. And that's our turn to shine. And spiritual depression will stop that plan. So we have got to get rid of it. It's a thing. My suggestion to start this thing off is, first things first, some of you got to say farewell once and for all to your past slice, to your past life, to your past sins. You got to let them go. You got to realize that your past has been covered and blotted out. Amen. Never look back. Press on, press in. Don't allow encumbrances. That means sin. Sin is an unnecessary weight. It's encumbrances. And there are entanglements, and they will slow your race down. So what do? You repent, and you move forward. And you know that they're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Billy Brim Ministries would like to invite you to visit our home church, a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. AGC is where Miss Billy got started teaching Sunday school while editing for Kenneth E. Hagin. This was only the beginning of BBM. Today, Billy's son, Chip Brim, and his wife, Candace, now pastor at this very same church. If you're in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to join us. Follow us at A Glorious Church and plan out your visit or watch a live service at www.aglorious.church.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.